Welcome back. Today we're talking about accessible code review, reading pull requests, understanding diffs, and leaving feedback that actually helps.
This is one of those skills that can feel intimidating because you're not just reading code, you're reacting to someone else's work in public with a record attached.
Exactly, but code review is one of the best places to learn. You see how other people solve problems, you catch mistakes before they merge, and you practice explaining what makes code or documentation clearer.
So review is not only a gatekeeping step, it's a learning step, a quality step, and a collaboration step.
There are two main places you'll review pull requests in this course: GitHub, COM in the browser, and VS Code with the GitHub pull requests and issues extension. There's also a third path through the GH command line tool, which is useful when you prefer the terminal.
And these connect directly to the day two challenges, right?
They do. Challenge 11 asks you to open a day two pull request from a locally pushed branch and read it in VS Code. Challenge 12 asks you to review a classmate's PR, leave specific feedback, and take responsibility for your review tone. Bonus Challenge C builds on that with a small group contribution, where division of work and communication matter just as much as commits.
Before doing that, learners should already know the basics of pull requests, have their learning room repository available, and have some comfort with Git and source control in VS Code. The written chapter also has short command cards, so you don't have to memorize every menu path.
Let's start with the VS Code setup. Open the extensions sidebar with Control plus Shift plus X or CMD plus Shift plus X on Mac. Search for GitHub pull requests, choose the extension published by GitHub, and install it.
Then VS Code asks you to sign in to GitHub, usually through a browser authorization screen. After approving it, you return to VS Code.
To verify it worked, open the Explorer sidebar with Control plus Shift plus E or CMD plus Shift plus E on Mac. You should see a GitHub section that includes pull requests and issues. The extension also adds PR views, checkout commands, changed file views, inline comments, review submission, and merge actions.
And if a notification disappears before a screen reader catches it, use the command palette and run notifications. Focus notification toast. That's a small rescue move that can save a lot of confusion.
If the extension will not install, reload the VS Code window. If sign-in fails, make sure you're signed into GitHub in the browser, restart VS Code, and try again. If the PR list is empty, switch the PR panel to an all-open view or check that you're in the right repository. Once the extension is installed, you can find pull requests from the GitHub icon in the activity bar or from the GitHub section in Explorer. You can list open PRs, filter by status, filter by repository, find items waiting for your review, and open a PR in the browser when that is easier.
What does that feel like with a screen reader?
The PR tree usually announces enough context to orient you, something like pull request number, title, author status, and repository. When you open a PR detail view, you can move through the description, checks, changed files, comments, and available actions.
And checking out a PR means downloading that branch locally, yes?
Yes, you do that when you want to run the project, inspect files in your editor, or test a change more closely. You can check out from the PR detail view, from the PR tree context menu, or through the command palette. When you're done, switch back to your original branch, often main, and pull the latest changes if needed.
If checkout is blocked because you don't have permission, that doesn't stop the review. You can stay in read-only mode and review on GitHub, COM instead.
Now let's make diffs less mysterious. A diff is a comparison between two versions of a file. In a unified diff, added lines usually start with a plus sign, deleted lines start with a minus sign, and unchanged context lines appear around them so you know where the change sits.
So if I hear plus heading, that line was added. If I hear minus paragraph, that line was removed. And context lines are there to help me understand the neighborhood.
Right on GitHub. COM, open the pull request, read the description first, then move to the Files Change tab. The modern pull request interface is the default, and the file tree can help you orient by file name, folder, and change count.
How do I move around without losing my place?
Use the file tree headings and controls inside the Files Changed view. GitHub also has a keyboard shortcuts dialog, opened with the question mark key, where you can confirm the current shortcuts for moving through files and review items. Because shortcuts can change or depend on focus, I like to verify them there before relying on them.
And inline comments live on specific lines in the diff.
Yes, move to the line you want, open the line comment control, and write the comment there. If you need to comment on several adjacent lines, use the multi-line comment option. When you have more than one comment to leave, choose Start Review so you can collect comments before submitting them together.
Existing comments matter too. A thread might already explain why something changed or show that another reviewer asked the same question.
When you're ready, submit the review with one of three verdicts: approve, request changes, or comment only. Approve means you're comfortable with the PR merging. Request changes means something should be fixed before merge. Comment only means you're leaving feedback without a formal yes or no. If you're the author and you've pushed updates, you can re-request review so reviewers know it's ready for another look. VS Code gives you another review path. From the PR view, open the change files list, then open a file to see the diff. By default, VS Code often uses a split diff with old content on one side and new content on the other.
Split view can be visually helpful, but it can also be noisy with a screen reader.
That's where the accessible diff viewer matters. Press F7 to move to the next change and Shift plus F7 to move to the previous change. It announces each change as a structured item, including added lines and removed lines, so you don't have to piece together the visual layout manually.
So instead of arrowing through a complicated editor and wondering what side I'm on, I get the change read as a meaningful block.
Exactly. You can also toggle diff views, such as split or inline, if one works better for you. But for screen reader review, F7 is usually the most reliable starting point.
And comments from VS Code.
Place the cursor on the line you want to discuss, open the command palette and run GitHub pull requests, add comment, type the comment and add it. If that command is hard to locate or the line placement feels uncertain, open the same PR on GitHub. Com and use the files change tab there. Challenge 11 also asks you to create a pull request from your local branch. In VS Code, the recommended route is the command palette command for creating a pull request, though you can also start from source control or the GitHub panel.
The PR form has a lot of fields. Which ones should people pay attention to first?
The title is required and it should describe the change clearly. The description is optional in GitHub, but it's strongly recommended because reviewers need context. You also confirm the base branch, which is the target, and the compare branch, which is your source branch. Reviewers' labels, milestone, and draft status are optional, but they can help a team coordinate.
Draft status is useful when the PR is not ready for final review yet.
Yes, and many repositories use pull request templates. Those are usually stored in the GitHub folder, either as a single pull request template.md file or as files inside a pull request template folder. A good template may ask for description, related issue, type of change, testing notes, a checklist, and screenshots when they apply.
With a screen reader, I like treating the template as a form inside the description box. Move through each prompt, answer it in place, and don't leave reviewers guessing.
You can submit through the interactive prompts, provide details inline, create the PR as a draft, or open the form in your browser. The goal is the same: make the change understandable before anyone starts reviewing the diff. A helpful review comment is specific, kind, and actionable. It points to the exact problem, explains why it matters, and suggests a possible improvement when you can.
So not just "this is confusing," more like "this step says press enter, but the previous sentence says the focus is still in the search box." Could we add a sentence telling the reader to move to the result first?
Perfect. Some comments are blocking, meaning the PR should change before merge. Some are non-blocking nits like a wording polish. Some are questions and some are praise. Prefixes like blocking, suggestion, nit, question, and praise can help the author understand your intent.
How many comments is too many?
Prioritize. If there are 10 tiny style issues and one accessibility barrier, lead with the accessibility barrier. In Challenge 12, the aim is not to prove you found everything. It's to leave feedback a classmate can use in a tone you'd be comfortable receiving.
And after the review is submitted, the author can reply, push commits, and resolve threads.
Right? Common review tasks include checking whether the PR only changes what it claims, searching for all changes to one section, comparing new commits after the author updates the branch, and asking for clarification when another reviewer's comment is unclear. Good reviewers keep the conversation moving. Merging is a separate permission and responsibility. Before merging, make sure the review expectations are met, required checks have passed, conflicts are resolved, and the repository's rules allow you to merge.
And there are different merge styles.
A normal merge keeps the branch commits as they are. Squash and merge combines the PR into one commit, which can keep history tidy. Some repositories enable auto-merge, which merges after required checks pass. After merging, switch back to main, pull the latest changes, and delete the feature branch if the project expects that cleanup.
So reviewers may recommend merge readiness, but maintainers often decide the actual merge method.
The GHCLI is the terminal path. It can be especially nice if terminal output is easier for you to search, copy, or review line by line.
What are the core commands?
Use ghprview to read the PR description, status checks, and comments. Use ghprdiff to view the full diff in the terminal. Use ghprcheckout to test the branch locally. And use ghprreview with options like approve, request changes, or comment, usually with a body message that explains your review.
I like that it gives another accessible route. Browser, editor, terminal, same review, different workspace.
Copilot can help during review, but it should not replace your judgment. In VS Code with a diff open, you can ask it to summarize what changed, identify possible risks, or suggest test cases.
But it can miss context, misunderstand intent, or sound confident about something wrong.
Exactly. Use it to support your reading, then verify against the actual diff, the PR description, and the project standards. The human reviewer still owns the comment and the verdict. The practice work gives you both environments. In the web review exercise, you navigate to a PR, read the description, open files changed, use focus mode if it helps, find an accessibility issue such as heading hierarchy, find a link text issue, place inline comments, and submit the review.
Then the VS Code exercise has you open the PR extension, view file changes, use the accessible diff viewer, listen to the first change, locate the issue, add an inline comment, and reflect on what was easier or harder.
For evidence, Chapter 15, Part 1 asks for a completion comment confirming the extension installation, GitHub sign-in, the classmate PR number, whether a comment was posted, and what the comment was about. Challenge 12 asks you to show that you reviewed a PR, left inline feedback, and submitted a formal review verdict. Close the assigned Challenge 12 issue when your room instructions say the work is complete.
If something breaks, there are practical fallbacks. Reload VS Code, retry GitHub sign-in, switch the PR panel to all open PRs, use GitHub. Com if checkout fails, use F7 if the diff editor is hard to navigate, or ask a facilitator to model one review comment.
The longer-term habit is to review other people's work regularly. Look for correctness, clarity, style, and accessibility. In teamwork, especially bonus challenge C, review becomes part of communication. Who changed what, who tested what, and what still needs attention. The accessibility agents collection is a living catalog, and some agents can help with review workflows, but the skill comes first. Learn to read the change, judge the impact, and respond clearly.
That's a strong place to land. A good review does not have to be loud or exhaustive. It has to be specific, respectful, and useful enough that the next commit gets better.